Boris Johnson's government's threatening to adopt Australian-style tactics to deter people smugglers in the English Channel. 27 migrants drowned while trying to cross from France to the UK yesterday. The government's planning to penalise those who arrive by boat and is even warning it'll turn them around, even though France says that's illegal. Europe correspondent Nick Doll reports.
On the west coast of France, the wind is picking up and the rain has arrived, but people are still trying to reach England. About 40 migrants were brought into Dover by a rescue boat overnight. It follows the deaths of 27 people who died trying to cross the day before.
What happened yesterday was a dreadful shock. It was not a surprise, but it is also a reminder of how vulnerable people are put at peril when in the hands of criminal gangs.
That's Priti Patel, the UK's Home Secretary. She's grappling with a record number of boat arrivals this year. More than 25,000 people have come already. The UK is already paying millions to France to boost patrols and prevent the boats from leaving. And she wants British officers patrolling French beaches.
I've offered to work with France to put more officers on the ground and do absolutely whatever is necessary to secure the area so that vulnerable people do not risk their lives.
President Emmanuel Macron says about 1,000 people tried to cross the Channel yesterday and two-thirds were prevented from doing so by French forces.
Et combien notre mobilisation est totale?
Our commitment on our coasts is absolute, he says. I'd like to remind you that we are holding the border for the British in a way and that all these men and women don't want asylum in France. Migrants reportedly pay the equivalent of more than $4,500 Australian dollars to people smugglers to help them get to the coast. France says most are trafficked via Belgium. The UK is working to pass legislation so that, like Australia, it can penalise people who arrive by boat. And the government's already authorised the border force to turn boats around. France says that's a breach of international law, and one of the unions representing Border Force officers says it's immoral. Kevin Saunders is the former Chief Immigration Officer at the UK Border Force. He doesn't think it's a smart tactic.
I can't see Border Force officers being prepared to push boats back. The Channel is a very fickle bit of sea, and it's very, very dangerous. And if there was a tragedy doing that, we would be really in trouble. So I don't think pushing boats back is an answer.
Many of those making the crossing are from countries like Iran, Iraq and Syria, and almost all claim asylum. Refugee advocates say the UK should be offering safe avenues for people to apply for protection so they don't feel compelled to get on a dangerous boat. Enver Solomon is from the UK's Refugee Council.
And what we need to do is do what we've done for generations, where we've always given people who have fled torture and persecution the opportunity to come to our country to be refugees.
Enver Solomon from the UK's Refugee Council, ending that report by Europe correspondent Nick Dole.